Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here. We're at NADA 2024. I'm with the one, the only, infamous.
Maybe a little bit.
Dealer on. What's going on, man?
Just busy. It's nice to be here. This feels like pre-COVID. Energy's great. You know, the showroom floor is full and it's early, a little bit different hours this year. I don't think that really threw too many people off.
No.
And I think some people actually took advantage of that and probably stayed out in Vegas a little bit extra.
Maybe just a little bit.
It's all right. They had a few extra hours to come back and get live and go.
And get going. Well, hey, Bill, I wanted to grab you. I know you're super busy. The booth is really hopping. All right. But I wanted to grab you for a few minutes and just kind of talk about just kind of, you know, what you think our industry should really be focusing on right now. Because, man, I mean, there's so many changes going on.
All the time.
Changes going on from compliancy. Yep. There's, I heard a stat recently that, like, you know, 80% of a sales team in a dealership now has been at a dealership for less than 2 years.
Yeah.
You have a really new team and it's just... So I'd love to get your thoughts, man. Like, obviously, yes. What do you think we should be focused
on? Look, I just spoke about this as well, which I was talking to a really large group out in Florida, and I asked that question. I said, hey, what? Give me an idea, a sense of what the tenure is inside of the stores.
Yeah.
And you're right. It was like 80% were from COVID on. They had never seen pre-COVID. And so, look, I use a little Joe Verde method. If you think it's too high, cut it in half. That's still 50%, 40% of the people inside the store have been there and never seen pre-COVID and how sales really is. And it's tough. So I think we have a training issue upcoming. I think that's going to be a real massive. Mm-hmm. We're not doing the cars and, you know, hey, would you like fries with that in the drive-through? You know, inventory obviously back. We know that the incentives on new is going to continue to rise. We have interest rate compounding right now. I mean, the average new car interest rate this last year was 11% with an average new car payment of $733. So those are some pretty big challenges on a sales force that's not used to having to overcome those. So I think those are some big ones right out of the gate.
Well, and just from, you know, just from that process and that people, you know, perspective, right? I mean, it's just like, you know, it's so funny, you know, we typically have a tenured team, right? Yeah. You know, so from an operations perspective, we've always kind of leaned on the fact that our team's been here for a while. Yeah. You know, they've done, this is not their first rodeo and stuff like that. And this is an entirely different rodeo.
Well, in that same stat and that same group, I asked about management. I said, well, geez, what's the management? 40% of the management were COVID on.
Very different way to manage.
Very different. And again, you have a consumer that, I love this industry. This is my 30th year in this business. And I love it. I've never done anything else. But I'm always so concerned and heightened about how we keep throwing this customer experience out there.
Yep.
And we talk about customer experience. And we talk about digital retailing. We talk about how we're going to do it better. And it's not. It's all the same. It's absolutely the same. And it's a very,
just
very
back to that process.
It really is. It really is. And so I'd like us to try to stop setting this bar so high that we automatically leave a very bad experience.
For sure.
And there's a lot of dealers that are doing a really good job, but there's still so many opportunities where we can refine and we can make that customer experience a lot more streamlined and really a better.
Well, and so let's talk about a couple of those opportunities, right? Because, you know, I still think a lot of, you know, a lot of people are realizing that my buying process doesn't start inside the dealership, right? And that buying process really does start online. I mean, it took, you know, I think there were some very proactive dealerships that got that early on.
Yep.
But still, we're almost a decade into this conversation and we're still grasping on to the fact that, hey, your first impression is not the $12 million Taj Mahal that you built.
Right.
All right. That it's that online experience. And how do you feel like that online experience needs to kind of enhance or improve, you know, going into the next few years?
Yeah, personalization is a big part of it.
Yes.
You know, we're so far behind in some areas and yet we're so far ahead in others.
Mm-hmm.
But I think personalization is really going to be that next kind of driving factor on the customer's experience, to your point of before they get into the store, right?
Yes.
It's either made or broken by then. You've got the deprecation of cookies that's coming up. You've got the younger consumers aren't going to Google. They're going to DuckDuckGo and some of these other search engines that don't have any of that stuff. So you know, you've got to be able to get a personalized experience back to them on what they're shopping at, target them with those items without forcing them to log in. And then you start talking about customer data platforms and, you know, taking that even to a further level.
Yes.
I think there are just so many other industries that are so far ahead of us with these tools, but we're catching up, and I think we're catching up quickly.
But that's that first impression.
Yeah.
Right? Like my first impression is, you know, just not just on a view online, but also just how do you approach me as a consumer?
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, consumers are very aware that, you know, their information is out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's to the point now where we've had this data for many, many years, but what have we done with it? We just really kind of capitalized.
We're always afraid, you know, somebody else has our data, yes, you know, as dealers, and rightfully so. But at the same time, I've always said in this business, like for my own game plan, I will give my sales game plan playbook away to anybody.
Yep.
And people have asked me, why would you do that? I said, because you have to execute on it.
100%.
At the end of the day, it's back to execution. So to your point, it's we have this data and generally we don't execute on it very well. You know, we still send these horrible email campaigns and we don't even go through and scrub to see, you know, where they're going to or who's in there or even if it's good data to begin with. So I think that we'll see an improvement with the way we execute on that data. I think we're having a better understanding as dealers about what that data can do.
Yes.
The very progressive dealers have been that way for a while, but I think the overall majority are also catching up quickly. Yep. And I think that, you know, there are good providers from the vendor standpoint that are also gonna support and help that along, not only in education, but also in the delivery.
No, 100%. So, okay, I get this, man, I love this. So really kind of first off, you know, really focus on the team. You know, you got a new young team, all right, they have challenges. You know, if we're going to create a great experience, we got to have a great internal experience with our staff, so that can be kind of spilled over to our customers. And then to your point, you know, another thing that we need to be focusing on out there right now is that, you know, data needs to be used to personalize the
yes.
experience. All right, not to just mark
in a meaningful way.
Well, there we go, in a very meaningful way. That's awesome.
Yeah, and look, it's. When we say personalized, it really needs to be targeted onto what they're looking at. It's not just, hey, you know, Jason, I know that you like to have an orange tie, so let me make sure there's an orange tie available. It has to go to a step further than that. And look, I'm generally in a navy suit. I also like to coordinate my shoes with my tie, attire, and anything else. And by the way, here are those options. And look at what you can choose from. And oh, by the way, if you're interested now, 10% off, right? Yes. Any of these different things. So execution on all those things is gonna be key, and training. I mean, understanding and education are massive opportunities.
Online experience, training, you guys heard it, right from Bill over at DealerOn. Man, thank you so much.
Nice to see you.
Really nice to have you. Appreciate it.